Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is part of a series I did with Lily, where she was asking me a bunch of questions. I think her questions are great and somewhat open-ended, which allowed my mind to wander enough. I'm going to reach out to her to see if she wants to do more videos in the future, where she asks me questions because I find this format as good, if not better than my pre-scripted videos. The content wasn't all that groundbreaking, and was ground that I'd already covered, but the way it was presented was simple and to the point, easily digestible. Before I play the clip, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, here's our chat, so enjoy.
What kind of validation men need from women? What is it that they need validating? And is that a part of their nature that they want to be validated?
Well, it's more complicated than that. Like, men need about four or five different things from women. So it's not just, you know, female validation. It's also companionship. It's also sex. It's also reproduction. So there's a number of things that are compartmentalized. So validation is just kind of like, you know, when a woman tells you, oh, you did such a good job. And like, it just shuts your brain off. You think, oh, I did a good job. She likes me. And then you just kind of feel all happy. And then you just feel happy and stupid. And then you go and do more nice things. So it's flattery, right? So flattery is the manipulation, the validation that women give men that gets them to do more of the things that women want us to do.
So what is it about men's instinct that makes them so vulnerable to flattery?
I just think it's like the base programming of like, In the genetic code for men. I don't know if it's necessarily genetic or if it's social, but it's probably a combination of both. But, you know, it's kind of like a gauge. It's like a meter, right? It's like when we get complimented, we were like, oh, we're going in the right direction. Okay, so we'll keep doing more of this because we're getting, you know, positive reinforcement. It's like when your mother tells you, oh, you did a good job on the, you know, on the assignment or school. And you just smile and you're like, oh, you get that validation. So I think part of that, like, mothering kind of transfers over into adulthood.
Yeah, that makes sense. There is this woman, YouTuber, she's, I forgot her name. She's advocating for men who've been falsely accused. I'm not sure if you know her name. Called Diana something.
Oh, Diana Davison. Yep.
Yeah. In one of, I think she was saying that she was talking about the PUA culture and they're selling because men want validation and that validation is sex.
Well, like so I said, it's a combination of things. It's reproduction. So, you know, pregnancy and children. Then you get, sexuality. Then you get, you know, somebody that can be your like a mother to your children. So that's, you know, the nurturing for young. That's not number three. Then you get validation, which is kind of like, oh, you know, I feel complete. I have somebody here in my life that's going to validate and give me purpose. And then number five is basically companionship. You want someone there in your life so you're not alone. So, you know, if you get lonely. So those are the five. You know, I've kind of narrowed it down to five needs that men have when it comes to women in general. But again, you can, if you're smart and with technology over time, we'll be able to break down those five things and fulfill all of those five needs separately without actually needing a person.
But not everybody's capable of doing that, is it?
Well, look at it this way. So like, not everyone's capable of it. And also the younger you are as a man up until, you know, 30 to 35, usually the sexuality and the desire for companionship and, you know, reproduction, those drives are extremely powerful. Once you get into your late 30s, early 40s, those things start to drop off. At least they did for me. And a lot of guys I've also talked to, they say the same thing. So it's just a matter of getting through those difficult 20s and 30s.
Okay, so let's say a woman wants to have a good relationship with her boyfriend or partner. So how can they validate them?
I think, look, if I was a woman and I wanted to have a relationship that was good, what I would do is keep my mouth shut and I would operate from the background. So
but that's very difficult.
Well, look, it is difficult, but you can find outlets for your frustration. So a woman wants to constantly be aware that the man loves her. So she's going to constantly test him. She's constantly going to, you know, did you remember my anniversary? You know, or did, well, our anniversary, but it's more like her anniversary because she's the only one that really cares about it. Or she'll like, did you, you know, I need flowers, or, you know, like, you know, can tell me you love me. It's like all this stuff because she's constantly trying to make sure that he's on the on that emotional connection, so that, you know, if he's not, then she's got to start looking elsewhere, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, from that perspective, sorry, what was the question like in more in detail?
If I asked you if how can women validate men if they want to have a good relationship?
Yeah, so the best relationships I found were with women that were quiet and reserved. You know, if you can hear yourself as a man think, then you can basically feel more relaxed around a woman. And then, you know, if she's nagging you, if she's, you know, complaining about things, like for me, I've never been able to deal with and have long-term relationships with people like that. I've always like, oh, like, why are you complaining? I'm leaving. I'm going to get out of here. Right. So like, I like working as a team. And then if the person is complaining and asserting dominance and asserting, like being more verbally aggressive and being, you know, more outwardly outspoken, then I'm usually out of there. I don't like that.
Yeah.
So, but you know,
but that's not exactly validating, though, is it?
But
it's just giving them space and making them feel relaxed. But that's not giving them validation.
Because it's you're telling the guy he's doing a good job because you're not complaining.
But by being quiet.
But if you're complaining, you're doing the opposite of validation. You're saying, oh, like you're not doing a good job, and so you look, I'm complaining about ABCD, and you're just like, I can't handle all this complaint. I must be doing, you know, doing bad things. So yeah, I think that's part of it. So if a woman wants to have a good relationship with a man, that's what like she needs to do. She needs to allow him to think and get his things done in life without constantly being attacked, you know. And I basically call it, you know, it's verbal violence in a sense.
Yeah. Okay. So another thing, what men can do about this part of their nature, to not be manipulated by bad women, like not be easily flattered. Right. Because there are women who use this to their advantage.
Well, you have to be aware. You have to be aware of like how this works. So when somebody gives you a compliment, it's deceptive because it's literally lowering your guard. It doesn't matter if it's another man or if it's a woman. If somebody gives you that compliment, you're going to feel good about yourself. And then when you feel good about yourself, it shuts down parts of your brain. So you're not thinking as critically.
Yeah, this idea came to me from, I don't know if you've read her book. I forgot the writer's name. It's called The Confidence Game.
I haven't read it.
Yeah, it's really good. Basically, the book is about what is it about our nature that makes us vulnerable to deception and being conned. And that's where it came to me. And I thought, okay, what is it about male nature that makes them vulnerable to becoming to deception from women? So
well, because it's the moment you get that compliment, there's a part of your brain that says she might want to have sex with me, right? So all of a sudden that deception, that, you know, then your subconscious is like procreation, procreation, sex, procreation, right? So you're your higher functions are being shut off because it's triggering your lower base urges.
Yeah, that makes sense.